This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on, guys? This is Dr. Vic. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. You probably haven't heard of me for a little bit. I've been sharing a lot of interviews, been taking some time to be with family. And usually during this time, I kind of just reflect and look at, you know, the podcast, what we've done this year, some of the milestones we hit, some of the interviews we've had, some of the people that I was like, wow, I was very excited to interview some of these people that we've had on the show this past year. And just look at what's next, or what's are we doing looking forward, and what are the things that we want to do and our vision for the next year. And of course, you know, Dr. Vic, I want to come on here and just share a little something for you guys that can help you elevate your mind and get you ready for 2024 in so many ways. So let's dive in here. I mean, the year has flew. I mean, I just can't believe it. I think we added another 50-something episodes. We're almost at 500. We'll be breaking that sometime in the first quarter. And we've had some great interviews. I mean, the co-founder of Mind Valley was awesome to interview. I mean, I think it's what I find interesting is a lot of people come on my podcast from agents that they have that reach out to us. And I've always found that whatever works out, it's always going to work out for who needs to be here. And I'm always making sure that the topic is we don't have too many of them, or it related to life in some specific way, mind, life, business, you know, health, you know, longevity has been a hot topic. A lot of people have been liking our longevity talks or health talks that we've been having on here. And there's so many variables of how we take this podcast. I mean, it's really a blend of a podcast. Like, I'm doing all the things you're not supposed to do in a podcast. You're supposed to have a niche and just only have this avenue and that's it. And I agree with that. And I am actually give that advice to a lot of my business clients. But at the same token, ours is mindset, the mind. And looking at the mind as in a reference to an experiment of life, right? The mindful experiment. When we experience all these things in the life, because that's all we're doing. Nobody knows that. Nobody has everything figured out. No one does. The older I get, the more I know I don't have anything figured out. I can do certain things, but nothing's guaranteed. And I can only hope, I have the faith to know it's going to work out. It's all going to work out for the greater good. It may not work out in the way my mind is predicting it or how I want to see it, but I know it will work out and always be better than I could ever imagine. And it's fascinating with that. But when I have guests on and stuff, it's really one of those things that really are perfect for, like, the conversations have been awesome. And I always find it out being for me. It's just crazy how that works and how the universe works, because I mean, I have coaches that I work with and so forth, but I always say the message I need to get is going to come out of this interview. And I'll get one message that's something that's like, man, that was concrete for me. I needed that. And I think what I'm going to do this next year in 2024 is what I want to do is I'm going to have a segment after each interview. I'll share. It's going to be only a couple of minutes. It's going to be quick, short, and easy. But I want to share with you guys what I got out of that. What was influential for me? And what was a good reminder or something that I'm going to use or what I'm going to apply in my life in some way, shape, or form? It's just an insight. What I want that to do is encourage conversation, because that's something I'm really seeking in 24 for a lot of my platforms, is creating the community in conversation. I know there's so many things people are on, people are so busy, but I really want to create this community to have a conversation. And we know how we're going to direct it, where we're going to put it, and so forth. We're trying to get away from social media. You know, it's not the wisest thing to do, but what I mean that is my main hub, not be social media. We're looking at platforms to go offsite and create groups off that. The reason why is because in the last year, I've seen more of my videos taken down, YouTube being threatened, my Facebook been shut down. Like I've been in jail for like 3 days or something. Too many times that it makes me a little more uncomfortable to go, you know what, they can just shut me down. I'll lose all my audience. They can't shut down my podcast, but they can't shut down other things. And so we're looking to create a community next year to really, really level up. And you'll be seeing stuff in the show notes more. We'll be promoting things more to join us on our free membership site. It's free and it'll be free for now. There will be a fee for this eventually, but it's free for now. And so just give you a heads up, get it, join the links in the show notes, get onto it. But that's something that we really want to create. To create this community, create an email list so you guys can get other tips and bits. But the community membership site's going to have all that in there. You'll have a blog post from me. You'll have these little snippets that I'm doing right now about the interview, what meant most to me, or how this affect me in life. Trying to open up more to our community so that way we can share more information and really help us all together elevate. That's the key thing, is just looking to how we can all elevate together. And really find more fulfillment, because that's really my word for next year is fulfillment. So that being said, let's dive into what I want to share about. So one of the things is that we got a new year coming. Your new year will not be new unless you change your mind. You change your beliefs and you really start to work on this thing called the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is extremely noisy. You don't hear anything, but it's constantly saying things over, and it's a tape that just keeps repeating the same stuff in your head over and over and over and over again. That's why no program, no podcast, no religion, no anything is going to help you. None of it will, unless you help yourself. None of it's going to change unless you do an inner world look, an inner perspective. Then that's where the change happens. And whatever helps influence you in that realm, then so be it. But no one can do it for you. No, you cannot force the outer world of your life to change or put yourself around certain people and just say everything's going to work out and I don't have to do any work. It has to be an inner perspective. You got to do the inner work. You got to do that self-look, that self-talk, that self-everything. If you don't do that, then your future is going to be always the same stuff. And a lot of times for a lot of people, and this is no judgment. And I know that I told my wife, your job is to make sure I never let this happen to me. Is people will rather stay comfortable where they are, knowing what they already have, when they know what their enemy is, they know what their problems are, and they know all that, than to seek a life different than what it possibly could be. To step out of their world of comfort to see what else is out there for themselves. To stretch themselves to the farthest they possibly can. I'm going to be bringing to you guys in 24 a lot of science. There's been books I've been reading and studying. It's not new stuff. It's stuff that I already knew, but I wanted to go deeper into understanding, like quantum physics and quantum mechanics. Man, I can tell you a lot now about Bell's theorem and the Copenhagen Institute's definitions of quantum theory, Einstein, Pogolsky, and it's EPR, all that different stuff. Schrodinger's equation. I mean, I've been studying a lot, guys. So I wanted to get into it because some people say, well, where's your quantum physics degree? And I'm always like, I know I've studied the quantum physics. But now I'm studying the evolutionary process to it all, to where we are today when it comes to modern physics and how that plays a role in consciousness and the mind and neuroscience and so much more. And I'm really excited to bring this stuff to the table. So when it comes to your life choosing in 24, here's the things that I want you to focus on. Number one, play a video in your mind every single day. It'll only be like 3 minutes of the life of what it is that you are already. You notice how I said you are. Not your becoming. The number one mistake people make is they think that there's this thing called time. And that what I teach my clients is that your body is in the physical reality. Your mind isn't. Your mind can time travel. So it only knows whatever it's focusing on, right? So you can look in the past, you can look in the future and the present, and you just time travel in three different areas. Or three different time lapses, or whatever you want to call it, chunks of time. And the body can't do that. Like, your body can't go back to when you were like 5 years old and then jump up to when you're 80. It's not going to do that. It's here. It's here in the moment right now. But the mind can. And so when you're doing visualization, you don't think of when you're becoming something. You already are that. You are all those things. That's the biggest myth, to think that you're not. And you have to work towards something, or you got to get better at something. It's all about awareness. You're just becoming more aware. The sages and the mystics and the gurus have said this for thousands of years. You have everything within you already. In the Bible, it states that there's many mansions in my Father's home, right? Jesus said that. And when you think about it, the mansions, when you actually look at how this all is configured, because it's spoken in symbolisms or symbols, the mansions are state of consciousness. And the Father's home is the home within. It's you. You are part of that home. You are part of God. You are made from that. And so when you think about it, it's a level of consciousness of what you want to choose to become and what you want to experience. You're there right here, right now. What you seek is seeking you. It's seeking you to have a life. It's seeking you to have an experience. As long as you're seeking it, it's seeking you. If you understand just these two things and the power behind it, I can share quantum physics behind this, but the power behind it, your life has changed. Then the only work you have to do is tell yourself, no matter what's showing up right now, this is where I'm going. This is my faith. This is my will. Thy will be done, right? And art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That Jesus, I think I'm saying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Anyhow, I can tell I'm messing this up. But long story short, the point I'm trying to make out of this is that thy will be done. What you declare for your life in 24 will be done as long as you stick to the conviction of it being true. And that no matter what shows up in your life, those are the challenges of your life to face, to have you react, to give your power away. Because the universe says, hey, if you really want this, I'm going to start shaking you up to see if you really did. Because nothing in life, I don't care what anyone says, nothing in life doesn't just happen in a sense of without some challenges. We all go through ups and downs. We're in this physical reality. It's about ups and downs. I think there is a time of this shifting. I really believe that there's going to come a point that we can just choose an experience. And I think that quantum physics is already proving that that exists, which is really cool stuff. And I'll do episodes on that. But for right now, I really believe that there, for this time or where we are in this material I'm sharing, it's one of the things where we have ebbs and flows and life's going to challenge you. to see how much you really want it, because it's always going to bring things to you. But you can find neutral balance and centeredness when you don't react. Reaction gives your power away, which minimizes the will of what it is that you want to experience, and allows the noise of life and the conditioning of life and everything in our physical reality, our 3D world, influence you rather than you influencing it. Because one of the coolest things about quantum physics is when they discovered that consciousness actually alters matter. Let me say that one more time. What was the coolest thing I've learned so far from all the evolutionary process of all the research of getting to the point where I'm at in my studies is that they discovered that actually consciousness alters matter. It alters the connection, neural connections in the brain, the synapses, which brain parts fire. It affects other people around us, and it also affects the world. How do I know this? Well, I wrote this in my book, Rediscover Your Decoding the Matrix. I didn't get into this science part in the actual, now I'd be like, I would love to go back and do another edition on it and add all the quantum physics in there, the different equations, because this is stuff I knew, that how we are creates a ripple effect. And I talked about it through the torus field and the electromagnetic field that we pulse that's generated by the heart.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
But I understand this on a whole different level now. And I understand it from where a quantum physicist or a quantum mechanist sees things. And so we can change all these things and all these different elements. And it's just so cool. So you have that power. So tying all this back together, the importance of visualization is to see yourself there already. Who is the person you have to be? Not what you're doing, not how to get there. Forget all that. That's the universe's job. Your job is just to focus on who you are being. Maybe you want to have the most amazing relationship of your life. Who do you have to show up in your relationship? And how do you visualize seeing that? What does that mean? What does an amazing relationship? What does awesome relationship? What does a crazy whatever XYZ relationship? Is it, you know, let's just be real. Is it what's your relationship with your partner and your spouse? I mean, you know, what's your sex life look like? What's the interactions you're having every single day? I mean, let's just be real about all that. Okay. What are you doing? You know, I almost said doing, you see that, but it's you showing up. What are the experiences? What's that energy? What's that feeling that you want to have, to know that it relates to amazing, it relates to great, it relates to unbelievable, okay? You have to tie that word to the feeling. You don't need to describe all these details of what that means, just tie the word to the feeling and know that it's here right now. And then your job is to show up as that person every single day. That's it. And know that it's here, that you are that person right now. And within a matter of time, it will happen. Let's say you want to have a seven-figure business. Who's the person that you have to show up as a seven-figure business person? This stuff is not rocket science. I'm telling you, I'm somebody who doesn't, I study like crazy and I don't know a lot. But I can tell you that the simplest things in life are the most powerful. And we've overcomplicated life in so many ways with so many different things. And everybody's trying to sell things because they sell by making things more complicated. So they make it all complicated and they sell you on it when the process is very simple. I've done a lot of programs. I don't have all this figured out, but I have a good amount and I try to share as much as I can. But at the same token, the same can happen in fitness and life, right? Let's say you want to be in the best shape of your life. 2024, you want to be in the best shape of your life. Okay, who do you have to be? and seeing yourself now as that person. Every time you work out, every time you wake up, you see yourself as that person. What does healthy look like? What does it feel like? And know that it's here right now. It's not in some far distance. You're not working towards something. You're there already. And the better you get at that, the faster the results happen. I mean, heck, I didn't know these things at 19 years old. But I remember I had one of my dad's friends. I was like, I'm going to drink green tea and lose 15 pounds. And he was just like, what research or what are you going to do? Or how do you know? I said, I don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm going to drink green tea and I'm going to lose 15 pounds. And in my head, I already saw myself there. I already knew it was going to happen. I just had to wait now for physical reality to catch up. But I knew it was going to happen. 29 days in, I lost 15 pounds. I don't know if there's any science to it. So to this day, I know green tea has antioxidants. It helps with thermogenesis and all these things. I understand that stuff. But for me, just to lose 15 pounds, I didn't even need to lose 15 pounds. But I said I was going to, and I said this, and I saw it, and it happened 29 days later. I've done these things many times over and over. At 28 years old, I said I was going to lose 5.5% body fat in 30 days. People thought I was crazy. I lost 5.5% body fat in 33 days. I messed up on my measurings, didn't get there, forgot to measure until 30. I thought it was 30 days. It was 33 days later. But it happened. Why? Because I saw myself there already. Every workout, I saw myself visualized as someone who was shredded. Every run, I visualized myself being shredded. Every single day. I didn't look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm not there yet. Oh, look at this or look at that. I'm not there. No, I saw myself shredded and I loved myself. And I thanked my body for I'm able to do those things. I've done this in my business. I've done this in my relationships. I've done this in every aspect of my life. And the thing is, I'm trying to tell you, you have to see it now. Get to the feeling, tie it in, define what it means, right? To put a word and then to put a feeling to that. What does that mean? Because for me, being fit and great, having a six pack, eight pack, shredded, all that doesn't mean anything. It's how do I feel in my own skin? That's what I care about. I want to feel tight. I want to feel fit. That's the feeling I'm going after. And when I feel that way, my confidence is up. My energy is up. I feel better about myself. But it's that feeling of fit. And every time I'm working out, I feel that feeling. Even if I'm not there, I feel it. Every time I do a workout, feeling muscle, I'm doing that. So the key component to all this stuff is really focusing on your life of what it is that you want to create. Make that happen. It's now. It's not into the future. That's all just an illusion. It's the Maya of life. Right? Maya means dream state or an illusion of life. There's no such thing as time. Your body will say there is because it lives in the time-space reality, but your mind doesn't. It chooses to go wherever it wants. Wherever our focus is, that's where our attention goes. And then energy goes and the experience goes. So we can go into the future, see yourself who you want to become. Take all those feelings, bring it in, say, thank you so much. Here I am. This is who I am. And I'm going to start acting that way now. I'm going to start being that person now. And what you did is you took that future here, and this is who I am. And if the more that you pull that into this center of this where you are, time, space, reality, the mind will eventually have to rewire itself, alter its chemicals, neuropeptides and all these other things, emotional chemicals and all these other things, to reflect that. And when you change that, it's only a matter of time you'll see it in your physical reality. And that's a true transformation. A massive transformation. This is the thing of my optimal goal of what I take all my clients through, working with them, breaking things down. I've had some clients go through some dark times this year. And what I appreciate about them is they stuck through it. They stuck through the coaching. They stuck through that. One client was like, Doc, I just appreciate your guidance through all this. I don't know what I'd do without you. And I said, you know what to do. I'm just a reflection and a mirror to remind you. And elevating. I've had some go through some business struggles. I've had some clients go through some relationship struggles. I've had clients go through all sorts of things. 2023 was a challenging year for, I'm not saying for everyone. I'm not saying for a lot of people. I've had some clients break records like crazy. I've had a lot go through a lot of inner work this year. And maybe sometimes you attract the people in coaching that are what you're going through. I went through a ton of that. And I wonder if that's it. But this year, you know, now it's like, all right, time to break out. Fulfillment is my word. So we got the visualization part, taking into the future, into the present. But here's the last thing I want to share with you. This is something that's been done. It's called the one word. A lot of people do this. A lot of people in coaching groups and help, self-help and all that. I want to say mentorship groups. But anywho, they go ahead and a lot of them encourage this. And I believe this helps create a central theme and a focus. And that's why I like this. You choose one word for the year, or you choose a theme, right? You notice I said my year next year is fulfillment. I want to feel the bathe in fulfillment. This last year was all about trusting the process. Man, I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness. I want to say every single word in the book because it's been crazy how much universe has brought to me that. And I have evolved to a certain level. Eventually, I'm going to write a book on these things. There is a new book that I'm going to be eventually going to start. Hopefully, I'm entertaining in 24. We'll see how things go. If not, it'll be 25 for sure. But it's one of those things where that one word dictates your life for that year. What do you want that to be? Mine's fulfillment. I want to take life and appreciate it to the deepest level possible. You know, I'm launching and I have my new office I just launched. I have my coaching business. I have the podcast. Eventually, I'm going to launch another book. And for me, it's how do I find true fulfillment and share that through the work that I do? Finding fulfillment in every aspect of my life. That's my theme for next year. However that's going to show up, I leave that to the universe. It's not my job to figure that out. My job is just to state and declare, right? I will be done. I will understand and feel and experience fulfillment next year. However the universe brings that to me, I know I'll have that. Just like this year, I'm looking back and going, OMG. When I said I was going to trust the process and let things go, I did that on a whole nother level that I'd never done before. There are some crazy stories that come out of that, like things you would never imagine. At least for me, it was that I sit back and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And I say crazy because it's cool. It's the way things should be. But again, more on that another time. So you got your theme, you got your visualization, see who you want to become. I want to wish you and your family, your friends, your loved ones, a really true, empowering, inspiring, and awakening 2024. An awakening process that helps you remember the greatness of who you are, or just who you are in general, because you already are naturally designed to be great. And to really feel that at such a deep anatomical level, so you can start to express that light and that essence of who you are and take that to a whole nother level. That is my wish to you. I want to thank you for listening. May this be your first episode. Maybe this is your 489th episode. I want to thank you for following my journey with this podcast and listening to the episodes. I want to greatly thank you for all of that. And check out our information below. We do have a site you can join us to get onto the membership site. Like I said, there will be a charging fee in the next year of this. Right now, we're looking at first quarter, no fee. Anybody can just go on and we'll start to slowly upload information. Right now, we just want to get people up on there. And then we're going to start uploading information up on there a little at a time. And then from there, we'll continue that process. But I want to thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for a review if you've given us that. I want to thank you just for being a part of our community. And I hope 2023, you can let go of everything from this year and before and really start the fresh new book, fresh new page for 2024 of you literally writing what it is of how you want this year to be. Thank you again. This is Dr. Vic. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.